We are continuing our Shiurim on Etz Chaim. We are kimat finished the sugya of Tzimtzum. We went through it with a little bit of the Leshem, which was a lot of you saw this came out from last time's session. And now we're going to be just finishing off the inyan of the Tzimtzum with the Leshem, and then we're going to be going into a new sugya called the Kalv. And Agav also, there's another sugya between them, Beinu, between the sugya of the Tzimtzum and the Kav, is the Inyan of Rishimo. That we'll speak about that as well. Okay, so let's just get back into the Etz Chaim a little bit, just read a few words of the Etz Chaim. It starts off still in Shah Aleph Anuf Beis, Tush Igul VeYosha, where it starts off, Madur Basra, it's in brackets, or in most Madurs. Is it in brackets in yours?
Yeah.
So the inyan of tzimtzum is an inyan of dinim. Is dinim we explained last time is the koach hadin, which is mesalik the or chesed. The koach hu nika botzina di kadenusa kamo chiti di kadenusa. Explained well. That's the gemara pesachim. How you mekadesh a woman b'sheshos im chitim, which are very very hard. So there's a whole shot about this. So he's giving an example over there how it means chitim the kalanusa, the hard something which is hard. Well, here in our situation it's called botzi the kalanusa, means a hard flemish dinim b'kitzo. Now. Right, so let's this inyan of tzimtzum. Now, this inyan of tzimtzum, the Leshem brings down a very interesting chakira. The Leshem actually is found at the earlier bit, Mamash of the Vekdoma of Anuf Beis. He speaks about, for those who have the new edition, you won't have it in the copy, but just speak about it quickly. It's on Daf Ches. It's a very interesting chakira. He speaks about whether the tzimtzum that we speak about over here is kipshuto de klo pshuto. Do we take the words literally in Arizal, that there was a o and sof, and then was megali the o dinim, which is mistalik the o chesed, which created his mokum, which he calls mokum reik and ponoi, and all these different lashonas. Do we take that? It's kilo. There's a vacuum there. Kilo. We explain mamish not like that, but that's the impression you get. Do we learn that? Is that kipshuto? Did it actually happen, or is it dilo kipshuto?
It's a marshal.
Yeah, it's a marshal. It's a marshal ba'alma. All right. So all these shulim that we've had was all just to explain the marshal. All right. So that's a chakiras brought down. We'll see. It's a huge machloikas.
What is it that it's not that is kipshutri?
What? What's big about it? So there's two tzadim where there's pshuta and it's a machloikas shakula and le'amadim. Okay. Now here we go. Hine inyan atzimtzum akav asher gila arizal.
Wait.
And then the lesson. Sorry, I didn't print it all. I'm just going to read various akitas from it, so it wasn't. Yeah, maybe if you go on the other side. Now, v'hine, v'inyan atzimtzum akav, v'asher gila arizal, v'dvoro v'asher lefaneinu, chokru b'ze kama kedoshe elyon. Kedoshe elyon, there was machloikis, im shu kipshuteya, or shuhu, rak b'der remez v'moshul, ale inyan anela v'nisna, asher ein lanu asaga b'ze. I didn't cloud. Right? Is it kiposhut, or is it not? It's a remez v'moshul b'inyan. Balma. Yesh be'em she'etila chome itza godo loma shuhu kipshute. How are you taking on? It's kipshute?
Nobody holds it's kipshute. Even the ones it's kipshute, I mean, the mashal is kipshute. But that's kipshute. There is no space, bichlal. What do you want to halal? There is no space.
Because you were in the last few she'um, that's why you're saying that. He takes on the Rav Yaakov's. It's pshuto mamish. And if you don't say that, he says taka b'chalal, you're not even learning right from the Ariza. Because all the words that are being using the Ariza are dafka.
Yeah.
Or dafka, they're far from Moshe. We'll see the Lashem. Alright, and the Lashem also takes pshuto as well.
No.
Right. Kimoshe no, the Midiba Araba Godol.
Oh, Rav Yosef.
Moifid Hador, Yosef Ha'Iger, Zutzav. Besifran.
Yosef Ha'Igas.
Yosef Ha'Igas, yeah. And he says, Emmanuel Chai.
Riki.
Chai Riki, yeah. Zal. Baal Mishnah Chasod, Bisifro Yoshel Levav. Miami called the war with it. Vidatu Shetzim Zu Kipshuto Mamash. ואומר שאין לשפוט דבורים הלולו מצד חקירה כלל. כי מה מועיל חקירתנו בדבר שנעלם מאיתנו מהוסו לגמרי? ולעולם יכולים אנו ללמוד שהגם שהוא כפשוטו, אם כזה הנה הוא במהוס נעלם כזה, עד ששכל, שכל חקירות אשר נעשו לא שייכו בו כלל. אין שם בכל דבורים ושארים בזה ודבורים הם צודקים בעיני למאות. So he's taking on that is, the Leshem himself is taking on that is Taka Kipshuto, and he brings down the Baal Mishnas Chassidim also takes on as there. I'm not going to read all of it, we're just going to skip down further down where he says, three quarters down that the column, he says, V'agam shalochor ahihu dvoreinu bezeh, at the end, the last four lines. Ki yeshnam sham kol elu dvorim atuarim lekulam hem atzma mamish. The kol elu ha'inyonim ha'ne'emorim v'diva zohar kodesh v'arizam, hine yeshnam sham kulam b'amisoson bli shum t'muna chazushon bli shum stira v'achduso poshu d'izboroch ela ha'ne'elam itanu v'tachris ha'ne'elam ech shehem u'ma shehem. And then he says at the end of the next column, V'chein Omur Arizal, Mefurosh B'Shach Domas, Daf Hey. So this is Arizal speak himself. Sha'oma Mefurosh, Shehem Oz Dakim Tachlis Aruchnius Bli Shum Tfisa Behem Kla. V'kamo Sha'oma Akosov Ki Lo Reisim Kol Tmuna, Hari Lanu, Ki Lo Omur Arizal Shehem Moshul Kla. He didn't say it's a Moshul. Rak Marinu Kla. אלא שאמה שהם אורז דקים תכלס ארוכנות, בלי שום תפיס בהם, והרגע לנו הקובן כי הם כמשמון כפשוטה ממש. So he says, according to Arizal, the Arizal doesn't mention at all anywhere that it's that this, any of these inyonim that we speak about, whether the spheres, the partsufim, or the tzimtzum, never is mentioned as a moshul. And then he says later on in the paragraph, V'kava arich b'ze ashlom, Hakodesh. Vakdomas told us Adam. The Mama Nikra based Aaron based Neiman. The Erich Sham Inan Ayuduim Vetorim Neiman Vetor. And the Vasham Bidvi Chochmas Vechem. She'ene B'Moshul Klal. It's not a Moshul at all. V'lo Mari Klal. El Shem K'Mashmon V'Shutam. Hakod B'Mitzvot Anisham Dvorim. V'Svasayim Yishak. וכינו על דר זה בעניינו בעניין הצים, ששהוא כמשמעו פשוטו. על דר זה כשקוסף השלה, שם בעניין התואר עם כלל, כולם. וכן באמץ ועיקר, וכן קוסף גם כערב הקודש בעל המקדש מלך, בספר הדרס מלך, בסימן קופנון ה'. אין שם. בסוף שמי דברי היושל לבר בעניין צמצום, שהוא כפשוטו. והסכימו באמר שדבור הם, B'tuv, Tam, V'das, V'davizim. So already the Leshem is bringing down, who do we have so far? We have Mishnas Chasadim, we have a Rai, Chasidim, you have the Rai from the Arizal and Shah Domus, you have the Shlon and the Migdash Melech all saying that it seems to be Pshuto. And then he continues in his base.
Is the Shlon called Shlon? Or Kupo, as it were, in the, what should I call it, the Udom Kabbalah?
No, he doesn't have a pirush on the Arizal or whatever.
No, he's very much to Kabbalah. Well, which is why I was wondering, it's quite intriguing that he bought it.
No, at the end of the day, he was talking one of the Kadmonim. He's one of the early sources in Kabbalah. Was your time at the Arizal, right?
Well, I mean, he was at the same time period, a bit later.
Of Ram Chaim Vital, right?
I don't know if he
actually. I'm so mistaken that he was a Talmud Arizal himself.
I forgot.
Yeah. So he continues. הכל באצילוס. להשתמש רק באויסם הדבורים והלשון יוצא שדיבו ונמרו בזור הקודש בדיבו האריזה. So he says a very interesting point here, that when we speak about in Kabbalah, he's going already in this nusach, that takia, this mahala that is pshuto. And therefore there's a huge inyan of speaking the lashonis that we find in the Zohar. Not to be shattered the lashonis at all, but to keep mamish exactly to the lashonis that we find. Ashadibu of anemo bazar kodesh midim ariza. Ki bezeh mo'orech mo'oysa medvorim lemala. When you speak about the, when you speak about Adam Kadmon and Zav and Nukva, is me'orech lemala sheyipashtu v'yiglu v'yotu me'elem elegiloi. You're doing things in Ruchnis, just the fact you're speaking about them, just the fact you're learning about them. But the hosiv behem or ali de yichud or and so shvehem, the kemosh mo zoh kodesh b'agdamot zrishis. And then he says at the end of that paragraph, the kol zehu lo kemosh shenogu ez mukubol shebodorim lehalbish kol inyani besitche elyon behanoga alam zeh, to change it and change the lashonis, change the signal in bechalal of Kabbalah and to be malbishit with Masholim, 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 the losing out of this segula, says the Lashem, of being all these lights, as he says, to be mamshich from something which is nistah to mashim giloi, and to be moisif or yichudim.
How does that work? The fact you say ain't sif whatever, so what's he's not saying.
If we're in a room and then I call your name, right, you're tuned into me, right? Also, you bring your attention to me, mm-hmm. Right? So you bring your attention. You ma'orer the person, you ma'orer the parts of you speaking about. As soon as you ma'orer, the person's attention comes to you. So in the Ruchnis, it's like if you're calling a parts, the parts of like sort of wakes up. Yes, somebody calling my name, and so it's mashpi on you. That's the inner. And then it continues. Ki gam im nois lehem kavona beez dvorim lenochon. Ach at the top of the page. Ach akopanim hu ki ein ze limud haKabbalah klal. Ad kadei kach. Look at that. Ki ikar limud haKabbalah hu lasuk v'ledaber rak b'mal be'atzilus. Vo'oytzam l'shon shdiba b'em harashbi v'ariza. Ki hem kulam alamita son. Ve'ein ba'ein lehem dvorim l'shonis achim klal. ולא כמו שחושבים מאז מקובל שבדורים שכל דיבה אריזה עליהם רק על דר מרי הנבואה או בחינס משו ואומר שכל לושן דיבה אריזה הם רק בחיצון יש את הקבלה ולא פנים יש
הוא זה טוב, הוא זה רואי את
זה זה לא מחר אבל anyways that those who think that everything is a moshul, but the nimshul, oh, that's not by the Arizal. You won't find the nimshul by the Arizal. You only find the moshul, and the nimshul find by the mekubalim achroinim. After that they were megali what the nimshul was. You find that, you hear people speaking like that all the time.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
that's true.
We don't find the nimshul by the Arizal. That's why we learn the Arizal. We learn the Ramchal. We learn other mekubalim in order to get the nimshul. But he says that's shtiot. It's impossible.
Why?
Why? Because he says that everything that is taken is kipshuto.
Yeah.
There's no moshul.
Al-Khaz won't agree with that. No.
Okay, I'm not going
to lie. I want to understand that this way. We can't just read like this. I mean, he's not a Moshe Rabbeinu. I can be cholek on him if I want.
Okay, so one second. We're learning Lashon right now.
No, but I need to understand.
Let's learn a shita. Before you ask kashas on something, you got to learn first, learn a shita other soul.
Yeah.
And then when you understand Klal what he's saying, then you can start asking kashas. Yeah. So let's learn it now. So therefore, the Lashon is saying, Klal, we hear that every word is kipshuto. Everything is not a moshe b'chalal. Adarav, there's a segula by
using just the same names.
That's right, using the same names. By saying the same names, you moreover devon elyon, and therefore, by not using the names, by being malbishit in mesholim, 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 you're not learning Kabbalah. You're not learning Kabbalah. He says, ki igal limar Kabbalah, le'asik b'dobu rak limar l'mi'el, bo'itzim l'shon shdibar l'mi'el, ki heim kulam g'mizah, ve'lo kamo shechoshme ez mekubol shemirom shekol divi ariza hem rak al der mar v'nur v'ur, ve'om shekol loshen divi ariza hem rak b'chitzonias de Kabbalah, ve'lo b'pnimias. And then in the middle of the paragraph he says, ve'kavar, kosvu b'shem agro zal, she'om shegam b'kol divi ariza hem, yeshnam gamke b'kol dalet chel kepardis, Al dere kol chelke Torah shehem kulam bepardes. So he says, the Gaon says that if you mamik an Arizal, you find everything is there. Everything. All the levels. Not only the pshat, like the ones, just the chitzonis, but rather you find the remez dush, and also you find the moshul, the nimshul, a kolbo. And then at the end of the paragraph he says, chalila, chalila, la lois al adaz loma shehem rak moshul ba'alma. Ki omer kein hu ve'enai, kemakhish kol chokhmas kabol b'chal chaz v'shalom. And then he says, always give up.
B'chdei le'emez dvorim. You can't go there. No, we need to explain this.
Okay, so let's now go to Ois Gimel, page Yud Aleph. So the lesson goes by to the G'day Le'amez Devorim. Le'amez Devorim. Le'gvor Be'lev Kol Ma'ayim. He's really hacking on this shita that it is Kipshuto and not Kedolo Kipshuto. And he said, La'atik Le'fanecha Ma'ama Echa Kediva Arizal Asher B'Sefer Shah HaGdomas. So now he's going to bring down Ma'amez the Shah HaGdomas. Now he said himself. So, like I said, we're not going to read the whole thing. At the bottom of the page in Yud Aleph, he says as follows.
That, this side. This omit.
Second column.
Second.
Yeah, last four words. Harem Beforosh, Hatev, Kol Masha Amarnu L'El. So I just brought you the Loshon of here. So this is also, what he's quoting over here, the last four lines, is also the Loshon of Arizal. Harem Beforosh, Hatev, Kol Masha Amarnu L'El. באופן שאל יתבהל לב עוד המרורם מידויס וספירוס וציורים למעלה. Right? The Arizal draws us a whole nice picture of the binyan, the habosha of the partsufim, the spheres, where they are, and so on and so forth. Very descriptive in his terms. כי כל מכנס אלו הם בכלים, או באורות עצמם ביוס מתלבשים תוך הכלים. וזה... Excuse me. V'ze mechuleshes akelim she'ein b'hem koach lekabel yosef mesefer mispar or mida ketzuva ruleim asher lesivazu nikra midas v'sfiros mamash. That's why they're called spheros or mida, because they can only receive a certain amount. So very being very specific that there are kelim there. And they're very descriptive. They can only receive this kamos of all, and so on and so forth. And then on the next paragraph at the bottom, v'amaskil kasher yiftach einai sichlo yavin ech kol alomas bechinas achav levusha ensof v'ensof midlabish betochom. The all the worlds are there, and the inside powering all the worlds is the ensof. וגם סובב עליהם מחייץ כולם. ואין דובר יוצא ממנו והכל בכנס אחס. וכל העולמות נקשורים באצילוס, ודאי בזה כי אין רוי לגולוס יוסף בעניין זה. הנה, בכל העולם ועולם תמצא, איך כל מה שהולך, מצעבר, מצגשם, יוסף וחברו, אשר עולם, all the world start off very, 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 very intense. And then as soon as the spashes of the light, everything becomes more of a megashim. V'chinas ekelim holchim mitzgalim mitchazikim v'chinas oros v'holchim mitzchalishim. Kemo sheva b'zad Hashem v'kol le'olam v'olam. Ad kan divrei sha'agdom. So all that was mamish, a long quote of the Arizal. Now he says, V'atakti kol l'shonos ki metoichem yamod kol le'me'ayin ala biruri ha'dvorim shekol drusha Arizal. ומזה תראה שכל דבר הם כמשמון, כפשוטם, ואינון מושל כלל. So you see how very descriptive the Arizal is about everything he's saying. And if it was a mushal, you'd see that the mushal is lavdavka this mushal. You can use 20,000 mushalim to explain. But rather he's sticking to one particular descriptive term for all these things. And very, very descriptive in all those details. It must be kepshuto. וגם לא במריה וחידוס, it's not a דרך נבואה בכלל, a דרך מריה נבואה כלל, it has nothing to do with דרך נבואה, אלא הם והמיסה נצטק אמז, כמו שנאמרו, ואין לחתכם עליהם כלום, או בוכר בהם חוקר מהם, you don't have to be too clever and read more into it than there is, אל תצלג הרבה ואל תתחכם יויסר. Don't try to read more into what there is, because whatever he says there is, that's it. Now, אומנם, קבע אמר בספר יצירה, כי העשר ספירות הן בלימה, או צולומה, שהן בלימה הוא סביר מושג, וכל מה שאנו אומרים שיש להם מידה בגבול ותחום, הנה רק בערך האור הנמשר בתוכם, שהוא מאור העליון. בעצמה זה אור האינסוף היתברך, אבל בהם עצמה אין בהם הסוגר להם לשום נפר. So even though we're saying everything is b'mida or b'mishkal, everything is pshuto, but avada, this is all be'er, the all which is above it. The all which is above it, which is so nelam, compared to that, everything is more megashim. But avada, klapeinu, we have no musav whatsoever, what these inyanim are. We just know the pshuto, but what does pshuto mean, b'chla? Right? That's a complete difference from saying it's a moshul. Moshul means it doesn't exist at all. It's a fairy tale. Yeah. Okay. So and again, he's going to go weiter and weiter and weiter. But that is, those are the two tzodim. Those are the two tzodim, and how to learn. Either you can learn. We're not here to be machir whatsoever. We're just saying the shittas of the lesson over here, and aboch yivcha. Okay. So that's the in and of shittuk meshuto. Now we're not going to go into. We're not going to go right into that. The shir is not about making a chlota and asking kashrut on the shir.
Not about chayitcha.
What?
It's the bechayitcha.
Yeah.
No. You just know.
Again, there's two shitas over here that Lashon brings down.
And we are not here.
Is it kipshuto or the klopshut? And he brings shitas kehena kehena, right? So we're not here to choose who's right, who's wrong, right?
So we are not here to say a bechayitcha.
Yeah. So aboch yivcha. So those who learn kipshuto, they learn kipshuto. Those who learn kipshuto, they learn kipshuto. No.
Aboch yivcha means that you choose what you want.
That's right. You can choose I kipshuto.
We are not here to choose what we want. You just say you and we are not here to choose what we want. Okay. Let me say this one.
Okay. Very good. Okay. So that's another Indian very important Indian to understand about the tzimtzum. So let's move on over here. We're going to in the Leshem and Biurim, we're going to be learning Ois Yud Gimel. Actually, we started this around. We started with talking about the background, the foreground, how it's important to understand these two inyanim. Now, in the Be'emza Shtikol is very interesting. It speaks about the inyan of the Rishima. So we'll look where it says Dibar Masav Omnam. You have it on page Chaf Hey Omnam. Here, yes, all the inyan is there. There's another inyan that we find bechlal the inyan of tzimtzum. Mashiko oisam harav b'shem avir, because he says the lashon is over here very interesting. He says it's a mokam chalal, ponoi rikni. It's empty. It's ponoi, and then he says v'avir. Interesting lashon. He throws an avir all of a sudden into the equation. Ponoi rikni chalal all means that it's sort of there's nothing there. What's avir have to do with it? So it says, "Haru enu eder mamish." It's not the lack of something. Be'inim zehu. Ki be'emetu enu nisha tzimtzum rekam me'or klal meklal. We should not take the words of the Ariza pshuto k'mashmo'o that there's absolutely a vacuum, as we learned last time, but rather it's far from there's a very much of lights inside the mokam ponor. Ela shenisha bo achis talku o ikri shebo hine nisha me'oisam me'or atzmo. Rishimas or meor rishon de ensof asher nistarik. That's a very very important. So we find this all through the writings of Ariza. This inner of Rishima. Where does the Rishima come from? Because as the or chesed was nistarik itself in the mokum ponoi, it left what's called a residue. It left called the Rishima. Kimosh called the Rabbi Chlal. A Chlal bezil kamad b'shar akudim resh pei vav. Respectvav, kilo olam hu, this is a beklal hu, kol or sholom istalik, any other moves. Hine, manir ksasa aara, limata be'amokom shehayasham, ve'en mistalik legame kul bekulo. It's always there amokom rishimo. Ve'oisa aara hi nishar limata le'olam, ve'oisa aara hi nikra rishimo. This is what we call the rishimo, ki hine hi, rak b'chinas roshem levan me'amo agadol arishom shehayasham v'china. So Avada, it doesn't have the same intensity that the original Or had. V'chein kozo v'arav Chaim Vital Zal be'inan hazeh, b'ksav yav, u'b'sefer Hashem Sosom, v'amo sham b'feirush gam be'inaneinu ki istalku al-Or ad-de'en sof, u'inu nishar v'oitzom mokom, u'roishom Or. ושמובא ללשון מקומה. ואוי זה ראש המאור שנשא שם, הנה היה להצטמצם נויסה על מציאוס במה שהצטמש. ואוי זה נראה הוא העיקר. כי... this is very important. וכי הנה, הגם שהאור הראשון, ממש אשר היה שם בתחילה, הנה, לא נשאר ממנו, אלא רק רשימו לבד, עם כל זה, הנה, גם אחרי שעליו הסתלק ממנו, הסתלק, הנה, נמשא הרוסו ממנו תמיד. ומאיר בהצמצום האור הגדול. כי מכיוון שהוא עומד סמוך וקרוב אליו, הנה נמשך שם הרע הגדול לקופנים. ומיום הצמצום, מהצמצום בתוקף האור הארבע מהרז או אינסוף, ונמשך שם תמיד, והוא מאור אינסוף ומקיף. So it's very, this is a tak chidush. The chidush is that we're going to see that there was a mokum ponoi. And in the mokum ponoi, after the or and sof left that mokum, then we find a little tiny calf coming in, which is called the or and sof, comes in and creates all the olamas. That's how we learn. The lesson says, you know, you have to read between the lines over here. Between the lines means you have to know all that time to really understand this properly. What was left there is tackled, first of all, there was the or reshimo. And the or reshimo was what? From the end sof itself. So you still have end sof over there. Nitosef to that, you also have from the end sof, which is what we call the end sof asove, which is around the mokum ponoi, being made into the reshimo, like min bimino, coming into that. So it wasn't poshut pshat only the calf coming in, but really had taka a lot of light coming from all different stadium, all different stadium coming into the mokum ponoi.
What is it called, Kavna? Now it's before the Kavna, no?
Before the Kavna, yeah. I'm saying that all you know is the Mokum Pono and the Kav coming in. That's all we see.
Before the Kav, it says the Rishimo, even before the Kav.
Yeah, before the Rishimo. Where does it come from, the Rishimo?
Because before Ang was the Oyri, the first Malach.
Yeah, Mistalik. The O was Mistalik. It left.
Still Rishimo. Yeah. The first Malach. And the second Malach is what?
What is the second Malach? No, he's born here. He's born here. From there, it's not only that which was left.
But
which is in the Mokum Ponoi. Also, the O and Sof, which is Mistalik, also is Meir now into the Rishimo.
Meir into the Halal through the Rishimo.
Into the Rishimo, which is in the Mokum Halal. So that's not only the Kav, I'm saying it's not Pashup Shah, right? We all learn it's the Kav, but saying there's much more O coming in from all its Tobim. And it comes from the O and Sof Makiv. He's not making this up. He's bringing it from the Gaon Mevilna, Tikkun HaZohar, Achodesh, Daf Nun, Amud Aleph, Bidugol Matzriya, V'Tihiro. Ki, Pirosh, Tihiro, what's Pshat Tihiro? The Zohar says Tihiro. Hu O Elyon, Asher B'Soda Tzimtzum. Right? That is the O Tzimtzum, which was retracted, so it's hanging about, around the Mokum Ponoi, Shisham Meir or and so, because then it's a Meir. V'tokev or ha'or, asher el lemale mimenu nimshal letzorayim, shu talgum tihur. That's why it's tihur, because it's such a great light that it's ein odoyim to what's inside. V'sham hu ikar v'shor sh'or. That's the ikar v'shor sh'or. Ki or hu davar meir me'acher. Or shemesh ki yotzebo. אבל הדבר המאיר אין נקרא אור. ולכן שם בהצמצום הוא האור. והוא האור הקדמו, אוויר הקדמו. That's what we call אוויר. That's what the Arizmus is going on to. Because what's פשט in אוויר? Is it חלל, פנוי, ריקן? All these different lashonos. What's אוויר? אוויר is this remes to this in and over here is that the אור רשימו is receiving the אור from the אור הצמצום. Uavia kadmo. That's what we call it. Kad nafik. This is loshen zohar. Kad nafik a yud. May menu nishal all. That kind of shal. What's along? Acher shistalik misham. All the end sof haikri. Nishal tzimtzum lemata. Umikabel haora me'aor end sof she'ala lemala. It goes back. The mokum. The or tzimtzum comes back again as made into the mokum. Obviously, midor mishkal, not the whole thing. As nikra tzimtzum b'shem tihiru. It's all lit up because the or makif, which is around it, is meir inside. Al shem or mekabel milimala. Ve'ein lomash kavanosu hu al or shemekabel tzimtzum me'akav. Now, you could think that what the Zohar is speaking about is that what ore is coming in from the cow. This is the only ore that we see. But that's the way we're talking about ores, which is stuck and comes back in. And the cow comes in and doesn't go back out. It becomes, the cow becomes part and parcel, the Mokum Tzimtzum. The Mokum Pono is getting light from someplace else. Because not someplace, the Kaab is part of the Mokum Tzimtzum. Ela Kaban Zegohu, Ala Ha'ora Nimshav Me Tzimtzum Tamim, Ha'or and Sofa Makif. Umishum Sharehu Somuch Vekorov Elov. Vuhu Kimoshko Arab, the Motu Velomotu Peregimo. וכן בכל זמן שעומד האור בפוחד מגום המקורו ועדיין נמשך שם מעיקר האור עצמו גם כן וכן הוא קם בענייננו והראיה שם הכל מן האור הגודל ואין אויסו האור היה משתמש מצמצם ונעשה על ידו כל בחינס האביוס הרוי להם לבחינס קהילים שבהם. So that's a very interesting חידוש that it's been saying a goal that the fact that it comes out doesn't mean that it stayed out. But rather, it goes back in to be meir. Right. Yeah. Okay. So now let's move on to now Ois Yud Dalet in the lesson. Now, so we read the Ariza. The Ariza says as follows: the inyan atzimtzum hu azeh hu legalus shorish hadin. What does it mean, legalus shorish hadin? That's what he's talking about here. It also down. The galus shorish hadin and kidei lasis midas hadin achikar ba'olamos. Now, what does that mean exactly? To give midas hadin in the olamos. Ki kol istaklut. When you mistalik the all, hu le'olam alidei koach hadin. Okay, that's the first principle that we're learning. In order to mistalik an all, you need koach hadin because all chesed ki he reads out. Ki midas you only have two koachos. That's how he starts off. And this is one of his big things in Sefer Deh as well. You have the Koach Chesed, which is the Koach Hispashtus, to go in and to continue flowing. That's the Koach Ensof. It doesn't stop. And then you have the Koach the Koach Hasiluk. The Koach Hasiluk has to come in Koach Adin. So you have these two Koachas, Chesed and Din, all the time. That's the Maim and the Maim and the Esh. He says, "Midas a chesed who knows so lispashim bliyivul, but who tov and meitiv reim and tovim, who lispashim mashmir tamid. Aval b'chinas a din who had done kol chalifim masav, who nifzak al yodo sha'or, va'ashef alifi atzora aruy al pi adin va'pshat va'mishpat, ve'kol gvul ve'kitz v'midah hu le'olam rag b'chinas a din, and he's got a bekoach hazeh al detzim tzur b'inyaninu and nitan me'az midas a din le'olam." So how did the Tzimtzum happen? It happened through the Koach Adin. The Koach Adin was Mizgali Ali De the Tzimtzum. And therefore, Omnam Oysa Koach the Tzimtzum Atzmo O Mitzioso Mehechan is happened.
What did you say that the Tzimtzum was because of Koach Adin?
Yeah. How did the Tzimtzum, he's just explaining here, the Koach Asiluk is Koach Adin.
He says the Koach Adin was created is a Tzor of the Koach Tzimtzum. Not the opposite, there's no Koach Adin at this stage. Well, yeah, what?
This Esses Sfiros HaKmusos, the Rishani Redos. All the Esses Sfiros, Dinim is also part of that.
Sure, about the Gvor. Right.
So the Gvor, which was there by Kmusa, was Nela. How did it become Begiloi? Because the Eivishter decided, as we read the earlier shtickles that he says, as we'll read actually here, as well, is the Inin HaKibbutz. The kibbutz of dinim that the Eibushter orders now that he wants the dinim to come forth, that is megale the orach din, the orach din, the orach din, and that's mistalik the tzimtzum, not the other way around. Okay, as you read Zois, you're going to read that. Olam, oisa koach the tzimtzum atzmo or mitziusu mehechan haver. Where does this koach tzimtzum happen? Where does it come from? הנה, המבאר רב חיים ויטל זל בספר כסב יד. הוא ולשון בספר שמן סוסן, ומובר שם כי הנה, בהסתלקוס האור אינסוף, נשא באויסה עמוק המורוי שם האור לבד. Now listen to this. Yesoid should be yesoid. This is Rav Chaim Vital himself speaking. Ach ma she gorem lo lehistalik. What created? What was gorem the tzimtzum? Hinei koach adin. Va'agvur shehaya sham. Right, you asked me, he wasn't there. Did he tell you? It wasn't there. כי זה מוכרח שיהיה שם גם ככוח הדין וגבורה. שהרי כל מה שלמטה בו שיהיה שוח למעלה. אומנם הוא שם בתחליז הרחמים. אבל הכל פנים הוא כי מוכרח שיהיה שוח דין וגבורה מלמעלה. שאם תום השוח דין לא היה שם, הרי הוא חסר חשבון. You're saying that if it didn't have it, it was חסר. חסר שוח. עבד את האב וכוח הדין בפור ואין הניקר שול בתחת שלימוס אלא מי שלא חוסר לו שום דבר אלא ודאי שיש בו כוח הדין גם כן ואיזה כוח הדין מעורר בכל מציאות היסבר it was everywhere din here, din there, din there everywhere din call it bina bina is the makor din אלא so how this is the associative so how did the symptom start It's murdering this. Ela shelo ya nirgash v'lo ya moorer klal shakol tachlis arachemim. V'kishol ubirtzon yizbor leatzil olamos kibetz. That's the magic word. This is the key word here. He was mekabetz kol shoshe adin v'gvul shayu muvloim bo. They were already there. Pirush shigale oisa me'ad v'nasizeh b'chinas yesh me'ayim. They were so nelam you couldn't tell b'chol. Then he decided, the Ebishter said, time to make it seem. So how did he do it? Says the Rav Chaim Vital, he's Megale and Mekabetz, all the dinim together, that created a tremendous pull from underneath. Shemetchil lo haya shum dover, ela shu yizbor tachlis rachmi, v'lo haya nirgash b'chinas dinim gvur klal, v'lo haya moror klal, kinis galel. V'ata nidgale me'at oitz ha'shosh bo. So how was the seem to create? The fact that it was now Megale, the shoresh of the dinim. Va'ofan giluim hu eifshar ledas v'ledaber b'ze klamach mas goydel el alaman. Remember, this is Rav Chaim Vital speaking. V'lachein, elu agvuos nikraim yesh shenigla me'ayim. Shenitkabetsu el amokom echad.
So how's he learn the Tzimtzum? Rav Chaim Vital is mekabel from Ariza that it happened the opposite of what we thought. We thought that the Tzimtzum happened mikoach Tzimtzum and therefore automatically it was megale the dinim. But rather, forget. The dinim, we learned last time, we explained, I said there's a white blanket and a black blanket. The white blanket is the or chesed. The black blanket is all dinim. You don't see it. It's completely covered. Nilam. The Eibishter decided that he wanted to bring the dinim out. He forced it from underneath, creating a halal and pushing back the or chesed. That's the way it worked. So what does he say here? Hari muvua mezeh kopanim. Koach de'atzimtzum mitzius mahu ki hinehu b'mchinas ha'gvuros v'adim shayu kiviyochel komus b'shorosh v'nispashtu v'nizgalu. ומזהו גם ככוח ותוכנית האביוס השם בצמצום. והנה, היא גלויים על ידי הסתלקות סאו על ידי השקוס ורב בקודים רשפר גימו. Because it's not only one צמצום, it's multiple צמצום מופן ידי הצחיים. ושושם הוא באלם נצחה בבנסי על ידי הספשת סאו. ובתחיל עשרה שהיה עם הספשת בו אותו המוקר, משתסתלק משם, אחר כך, כי כל הספשת סגור המעיבוי, And then he continues, look halfway down. Then he continues about the Indian. And then he says, how do we know this is Zerich? Because he says, well, there's a cloud. Ki harihem nishtal shilu zemize v'kol elyon im atachton asher lematim mimeno hinehem kechoytim v'nichtam. I use this expression a lot, I get it from Elishem. Choytim v'nichtam, anything you want to know. And the Arizal uses different expressions, especially Yiyuv. That anything you see in this oil of a shovel has to have a makor in the elyoni shibbe elyon. We're talking about in the oil and sof that had all these bechinas of the esses spheres like musin that we spoke about, the shumai moni and the kabban and so on and so forth. Even the rishonim, Rabbi Elazar in Granada, the Rebbe of the Ramban spoke about this already. The rishonim about how everything's there, even these dinim is an incredible dinim. Okay, so that's another very important yesoid.
in the this aspect of the tzimtzum and it happens. Poshut the lo kepshuto, but he's quoting an Arizal or Rav Chaim Vital. Nothing much to say.
What is the difficulty to say that? I mean, what's the big chiddush in it?
Sheer chiddush. Poshut pshat is that they just mistalik the all chesed.
How?
What?
How?
How? You have to ask the Eibushter.
No.
But Moshe Pshad, he just told the Chesed to move out of the way.
So
how are you going to have to exact all the details?
That's
Moshe Pshad.
Why the Chesed would move away? What was the?
Why? Because
Chesed naturally is mispashet, yeah.
Right.
So the Chesed can't move away.
Right. So I convinced you. I sold you on the idea. So you say.
That's Pshat, no? I mean, that's Mucha.
Yeah, not Mucha at all, B'chol.
How? There's another way to understand Tzimtzum?
I can tell you maybe 1,000 different ways.
Yeah, just one.
He told the Chesed to move out. He told the Chesed to move out.
Who told?
The Eibushter told his right arm to move out of the way. I didn't have my left arm moving my right arm. I just told my right arm to get out.
It's everywhere. To move where?
I don't know. I don't know what you mean. Quote me.
Before the Tzimtzum, the Or Ein Sof, yeah?
Yeah.
This Or Ein Sof
So the person who made the Or Ein Sof to be spashed, he said to it now,
to turn it to the...
To retract.
To be... No, but...
I don't think it's so
easy spashed. He says, the Rishon says, yeah?
The Eibushter does whatever he wants. The Eibushter says he wants the car to go this way, he wants the car to go in reverse now. So that's what he said. That's how everybody learns. This is a chiddush nifla. Nobody learns like this.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not in the Arizal. It's not in the Etz Chaim or the Otz Chaim.
You can speak about this in the Chanami. Yeah,
this is found in the Shemen Sosen, like Savya that he found. Right. So it's not a double Yudum Fosen. All right. Now another point about the Simpson. Another point of the Simpson is that as the Oz mistalik itself. Now, just imagine this as sand, right? So, if I take I have a round sand bowl over here, and I dig from the middle downward, crosswards. What am I doing? I'm building up a pile of sand. Okay, I'm also telling you a chiddush, right? You can learn all like this. You can learn that it seeps back into the end sof, and there's no extra.
How about this? Moko, end sof,
right?
What? Anyway, it's Ensof. Ensof, you can't add on the Ensof. Ensof.
What do you mean I can't add the Ensof?
When you put before the halal, there's Ensof.
If I drop a rock in the water,
yeah.
Okay, it ripples. Okay, but after a while, you won't see any ripples.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if I do that to sand, right, I drop a big rock in the sand, you'll find a big crevice and a boulder of sand around the. Yeah, a whole thing of it's different. That's different tevo.
Yeah.
It's different tevo. Either you're going to find a whole heap of a mokum around that mokum halal, like in sand, or you find it flat like water. Right? Same thing's happening. There's the displacement of water or displacement of sand, but the results are different. So, Shai, is what happened in the mokum pona when he removed this mokum of the chesed? Did it build up like sand or was it flat? Right?
Yeah.
So it brings the shame.
You don't so much in the two hakiras. You got Ensof, yeah?
Yeah.
You got a place with Ensof oil. And you put a bowl of Choshech in it, yeah? Of Gvura, of Dinim. And you ask, around it, there's Ensof around, so you can't, there's no change.
No. You have to understand one thing. The Eibushter. At the beginning, he says the Ariza that he chose a mokum, which is called the mokum emtsa, right? Which is a mokum eagle.
Between you and me, there is no emtsa in emtsif. You can't choose a place. Everywhere is the middle of everywhere.
What's the share? We give six tools into this kasha. The mafashim asks us as a kasha. They ask us, there's no emtsa in emtsif.
Oh, yeah. I know. But
so six tools. So one of the teretz is that he chose a mokum, okay? And he chose the answer of that mokum.
You don't answer when you say that, you don't answer even one tirutz, because you can't choose one place. Any place is the middle. So don't tell me. Can't tell me another answer. But this is not an answer. The question is not how did he do this. The question is what did he mean when he said he chose a mokum. Everywhere is the answer. Whatever mokum we will take will be the answer of the ensof. Because anyway, this place. We'll have Ensof, 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 and Ensof. So whatever place you choose will be the Ensof.
Okay.
So the answer is so, that's inachinami. Any inachinami is no place. You have another answer?
See?
We have six answers to this question.
Give me one. Give me one.
I'm trying to, but you're not letting me talk.
Okay.
Okay. So he chose a place.
Wow. That's not the question. The question is any.
Listen. You have to be marshiv what we say over here. I'm quoting you of Meir Papire. She's one of the Masadim there tribe. So you have to be marshiv. So listen.
I am marshiv.
It's not what we say. It's not. Either I'm going to quote the Beit Lechem Yehuda.
You understand what you say?
Yes. I'm just repeating the words, and I think I understand. Yes. So I have this place on this table. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm going to choose a place on the table right over here.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I made a circle.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose the ends of the circle. Right. That's it.
But that's
the answer. Around the circle.
Yeah.
Listen.
No, honestly.
See, there's a circle here.
No, but is it already the end surf, yeah?
It's end surf. Now, I chose a place. Imagine this table goes on and on. I chose one. See the circle? I drew a circle here.
Yeah.
Now, in that circle, I put a little dot. That's the middle. That's the end surf. Nekud and tzvah. He brings out Meduik from the Loshon Ariza. The Mokum Meduik from the place Sheyivcha. He chose a place. In that place, he made a nekuda and size in that place. You're not learning right pshat. You're not learning pshat in the middle of the end of the middle of the ocean goes on and on. There's no middle. That was the kasha. Right? The Meir Papir has this kasha. And he answers. So we're talking about in that place is a mokum be'emsa.
That's very good.
Now.
So the chal is not in the middle.
There's no middle. It's not shaya. Now, getting back to what we're talking here. Now, when he made the mokum at Tzimtzum,
okay. Now I talk about the chala, not about this nekuda.
I'm talking about over here. I'm talking about this little, tiny little circle that he decided to make.
He decided.
All the worlds are in this little, little tiny place.
Yeah, there
okay,
we go.
Now, that's called the Mokum Chalal, Mokum Tzimtzum. Now, as the all Achesed is being spashed, right? Is it gathering up? Or is it being Nivla? Because it doesn't disappear, the all. The osh is being pushed back. The shayla is it being pushed back chutz min hamakom, or is it still within the gvul of this, but rather it's just like a wall? You understand what I'm talking about now?
Roughly, but it's ensof anyway. So what?
It's not ensof then.
Yeah, the oil is ensof.
No, you're not having this. It's a huge chiluk over here, because over here, this is an all hatzimtzum.
In the halal or outside the halal?
The all that was originally in the halal, which I'm pushing back now, that's called the all hatzimtzum. Anytime I use the word all hatzimtzum, I'm degrading that light. Mitzamtzum it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have bechlal the same error as the or makif as soviv or mokum. Two different types of oils now we have. One's called the or tzimtzum, and one's called the or and sov or makif. You see the different lashon. The mdaif through the different lashon is as well.
I have a question. I understand what you say, but I've got a question. There is two types of oil. There's oil makif and the oil that was in the halal and now is outside the halal.
But that's a shayla. Is it outside the halal or is it inside the halal still? Where did it all go?
No, I don't know. But if you said it's outside the halal, you mean that in this outside, these two mina oros together, which one of them is ensof?
No, Arat Tzedek goes outside. It's nivla. It's bottom of utul now. It's chozer.
Because it's out again.
It's gone. It's bottom of utul.
Become ensof again. Finished. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the shayla. It's very simple.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
So.
And that's the answer that you?
No, I'm going to. One more time. I'm trying to get to it. So he brings a goy to Yisrael from Rav Sarug. Yisrael Sarug. He's the Talmud, also Talmud of the Ariza. Not very much quoted. Huh?
Yeah.
So he brings out a lot of Yisraelis that Rav Chaim Vital Bechlal. They tiny that Rav Chaim Vital was afraid to bring down in their time, like for example these different olomas. There's no mention of them whatsoever. But rather, goes to mention Rav Yisrael. I think he was the brother-in-law of Rav Chaim Vital, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Talmid of Rav Chaim Vital, Talmid of the Ariza himself. So he writes away in Tesvav. He says, "Hine, the koach ruhu nika botin dekhanusa." again, we're just going on the two lines in the Yetz Chaim that we're reading. וכן המאגרו בלקוטים מסוף צפרת צניוסה, כי העיקר והצמצום הם סוד אווירו ובצין העין שם ורבן. ובואו שם פרק א', אמר רב, אמנם הבית נער וראה, הנה הצמצום זה מה עניינו. ויובן בפוסוק, מי מדע בשלום מים? כי הבין הנקרא בוצין את קניוסה, לפי שהיא שורש הדין ומינו דינים תלויים היא נקרא מי. מבואה כל זה בתיקון עם תיקון ה' ולהיוס גבוה בדין לכן כל מידו והצילוס היה לידו לפי שמידו שחל זה מספר שבלי גבוה אמנם הדין אינו מאיר אלא מידו משקל אין שם הנה, this is what we're going to get to הנה, מה שאומר הרב זל כי נעשה צמצו על ידי בינה which is also מידו זה גבוה הנה, הוא מורום הזה לדברי קבולה זרי סרוג זל שנעשה פלגות מבפנים לחלב. Oh, that simsum. Right? It's a claw that it didn't go back into the o and sof, which is outside the mokum chalav, but rather it gathered up as a palgud, as a fence, kivu, in the mokum chalav, lo o and sof, a makiv, shalol yikanus mibifnim lechalav. And he says more than that, it has a tachlis. A tachlis to keep the whole mokum panui in place. Because if that mokum simsum went out, why didn't everything, the oil and sof, a makif around, why didn't it just flush back into the mokum chalal? What's keeping the mokum oil and sof from out?
Exactly.
He says the oil hatzimtzum is creating a gather and keeping out the oil and sof.
Why?
But one second. But oisa palgu tu bechinas bina. That's gvur.
That's gvur, yeah.
Shishorash adinim. Shishorash adinim. See, it's a different quality of oil as opposed to the oil and sof. Vayin calls it the Vayin Sefer HaKodesh. He built a whole sefer on this Gemara. HaKodesh, HaKdom HaShorim, Shalpon HaKadim, Ayin Sham, Perekei, V'timsa, V'tavim.
Why this all doesn't go back?
Okay, fine. What's that?
You can.
Yeah, safe. All right, so we'll continue next time, Sasha.